Blog Talk Radio.
For David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, put your hands together. Clap them.
Put your hands together. Come, let us bless the Lord together, worship and adore him, bow down before him. That was Zacardi Cortez. It is a Saturday afternoon, and we are glad to be here in the land of the living. It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. We are glad to be here. It is Saturday afternoon And we just came to give God glory, honor, and praise that he kept us all week long. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. And as you know by now, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and glad tidings. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Let them know that we are live and on the air. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. You can give us a shout out on that line. We want you to connect with us as well on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we are on Instagram. And if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to this episode and all episodes. Look for Global Gospel. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. And we pray that you connect with us and do that. Thank you for those that are already doing that and being a blessing to the ministry. We want you to know if you want to contact Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Please connect with Global Gospel. We will be happy to hear from you. We want to shout out our sponsors on today. We shout out Abyssinia. We shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. We want to shout out Grandma Etta's Quilting. We want to shout out Third Lounge and Melanated Beards, Ryan Wilson. And certainly we shout out MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend. Thank you all for sharing in this Global Gospel experience. We shout out our listeners today, and we know that you're listening from around the world. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, California, those that are in to the North, Canada, those that are in Mexico, Poland, France, Portugal, Sierra Leone, Colombia, Brazil, Sweden, the U.K., Germany, Spain, Nigeria, South Africa, Mozambique, Ghana, Japan. We thank God for you, you, and you, wherever you're listening from. We want to shout out the families on today. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Thompson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Bedell family, the Locke family, the Stevenson family, the Brown family, the Latham family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, the Bradley family, the Hernandez family, the Furman family, the Hartley family, the Scott family, the Brown family. I hope that covers everybody. And if it doesn't, you have the opportunity to call me later and let me know, or leave us a posting and let us know as well. So again, we thank you all for sharing with this Global Gospel experience. For those that have tuned in for the first time, we want you to know that our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We came today to let you know that the gospel is the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, that he was born, he lived, he died for the sins of the world. And because he died, we have a right to the tree of life. He came and died that we might have life more abundantly. And so the message today is to those that are down and out, those that are suicidal, those that are oppressed, those that feel like giving up and throwing in the towel. The gospel is here today to lift you up. It is comprehensive. It meets every need of your life, whether it's a financial need, a spiritual need, or an emotional need. If you're rich, if you're poor, if you're black, you're white, you're yellow, you're purple, you're green, God is there for you and Christ cares for you. So again, we thank you all. Now, we have a very special announcement, and I want everyone to get their calendar ready. Get your calendar ready. Get your pen ready. Get your stylus ready. Get your phone, your digital application, whatever you have to get. August 27th, 2022, we want you to meet us at the Steele Memorial Fire Baptized Holiness Church at 1222 East St. George Avenue, Linden, New Jersey. Reverend Sharon L. James is the pastor. And what is going on? They are, along with the MPT Enterprise, they are sponsoring a back to school heaven a good old time. It's a pop-up shop, back to school giveaways, and a concert. That starts at Shop Till You Drop, starts at 3 p.m., and the concert starts at 7 p.m. Featured guests, praise and worship by Pastor A. Samara Bigham and friends. Also on the lineup for the night, Janitha Wright and Vincent Bohannon, Sounds of Victory, and many others. We want you to be there. Contact for vendors or sponsors, you can contact Marlon P. Townsend, 516-236-3879, or you can contact Habert Cheeks, 570-243-1571. Back to school, having a good old time, August 27th in Linden, New Jersey. Meet us there. All righty. Well, for those that are highly anticipating today's episode, certainly we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in a few minutes. And so as we go to break, you can gather yourselves together and once again, call in those families and friends. And right now we are going to be bold. Stay tuned.
Initiating launch sequence.
Yeah.
The sun, the moon, the stars, the wind, the road, your car. Don't you know how blessed you are? The hope seems small or far. Be bold, stronger than your problems. You know you can solve them. Be bold, let all faith arise. Let all fears die. And the whole world will sing, and the whole world shout this anthem of your heart. Be bold, be bold, be bold, be bold. The sun, the moon, the stars, the wind, the road, your car. Don't you know how blessed you are? The hope seems small or far. Be bold, stronger than your problems. You know you can solve them. Be bold, let all faith arise. Let all.
All right, be bold, be bold. You're back, we're back, and this is Global Gospel, and our special guest is in studio on today, and so we want to welcome our special guest. Good afternoon, special guest. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going, Reverend Townsend?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
All is well here. I cannot complain. Glad to be here.
Same here.
We are definitely excited to have you here with us. Tell our listeners who you are.
Absolutely. So my name is James Raymond Mackey II. I'm the son of Bishop Mackey, my spiritual leaders who are located in Uniondale, New York, Tabernacle of Joy Church, and truly thankful for this opportunity to share a couple of projects and initiatives that we're working on heading into the new year, and also thankful for this opportunity to share the stage with you, Reverend Townsend, as well.
Well, we thank you for joining us on this Saturday afternoon, and certainly this is not your first time here, and so we're certainly glad to have you back and to share with us, and we know that you always have a wealth of information to share with the global gospel audience and to the world, and so we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here on today. Well, there is an ever-changing world that we're living in. There's a lot going on. Tell us, what is on the horizon in 2022 as we are like, well, I guess we're halfway, well, we're more than halfway through the year. We're almost, believe it or not, the year is almost gone. So what's on the horizon for this season, I should say?
Absolutely. So super excited. Right now we're entering into the fourth quarter of the year as of September, which is really right around the corner. And what I have been doing as an individual over the years, people have more so known myself and my parents and my family as a result of the work that we've done in ministry. Tabernacle of Joy Church has been in ministry for, I believe, over 40 years. And my father, Bishop Mackey, last year celebrated 50 years in ministry. I believe myself and my sister, Elder Crystal Mackey, I think we approached past 15 years in ministry. And what I'm doing basically this year is reintroducing myself to the world in more so a professional capacity and a consulting capacity, marketing strategy. And that's some of the information that I'm excited about sharing with all the listeners and in this episode.
Awesome, awesome. And so for our listeners and those that have read the headline, they know that our headline today is Level Up, and certainly we are here today to level up, and certainly we're going to get good information and good advice. And so tell us, Level Up, where did that come from? And that's just a brief, it's a full title. You can tell us the full title.
Of course, of course. And so after 2020, obviously there's a lot of changes that have been taking place in the world since COVID-19. The global pandemic has affected the world that we live in from a health standpoint. The world has also been affected in terms of politics and government, education, the economy. More people now than ever before are working from home, you know, and so there's been a lot of changes that have been taking place. And so what the Lord really started revealing to me in the past 2 years was that it was time for individuals in the body of Christ to level up and start strategizing on how they can reach higher heights in their career fields, in their fields of profession. And one scripture that comes to mind, which was actually the first scripture that I ever memorized as a child. The majority of believers, when we're introduced to our faith as children, we're introduced to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In our children's ministry at Tabernacle of Joy Church, I was challenged as a five-year-old to learn 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, which basically says in short, you know, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In the Amplified Version, it uses the word complete and proficient. So I think those are two areas where in the post-pandemic world, or the pandemic is still happening in different forms and different levels, I believe that God is calling us to strategize and to educate ourselves on, which one of the things I want to touch on is the seven mountains of influence, so that we can be proficient and complete in the work that he's calling us to holistically.
Awesome. That is a very unique experience that, yes, we do. There's a wealth of information, but I guess if we're going to learn scripture, we need to know why we're learning scripture. Listen, I mean, you know, actually that's good, and that's proactive, because a lot of people, they learn later on in their faith, or when they decide that this is not the way for them, or something, they have some kind of revelation. People decide, like, well, why am I doing this? You know what I'm saying? So at least there is the foundation has been laid there. Why we have scripture instead of this is just what we believe in because we believe. And so many times that turns people off from, you know, religion or, you know, their particular belief system. So that's a little twist, but it's a good twist.
Very true. One of the things I would say, and I was a Bible teacher for 1 year at Upper Room Christian School, which is connected to Upper Room Christian World Center. One of the largest churches out here in Long Island, located in Dix Hills. Bishop D'Onofrio is a senior and founding pastor. So as I was a Bible teacher from grades 6 to 12, one of the key points I would make to them is that understanding is the standard upon which my standard stands upon. A little bit of a tongue twister, but the importance, just highlighting the importance, as you were saying, of us understanding the Word of God. You know, many people, we go to church on a Sunday, and in some cases we may be doing it because it's a habit, or we want to please our family, or it's just something that has been regimented. There's been so many case scenarios where, for instance, whether it was myself, my parents, or someone else, a guest preacher comes in and preach, and in the moment, you know, as individuals are gathering that information in regards to the Word, their heart is illuminated, and they're motivated, inspired, right? But it's also important that we grasp and revisit sermons that have been preached so that we can really dig in and understand, because the moment that we understand a sermon or a message or the Word of God, it's then that we're able to see how it can translate to help every aspect of our life. And even in the marketplace, and feel free to jump in, Reverend Lamar, anytime you want. So I don't, you know, that I don't ramble. But even in the marketplace, in terms of business, right? I was listening to a business, and I'll even say that the name of the company, Meta. Facebook has gone through a new company structure, and where now Meta is their parent company, Facebook and Instagram are underneath Meta. And in a press conference, media conference, they use the word evangelize their mission.
Really? Right?
So even in the marketplace, in terms of business, which we'll dive into the seven mountains of influence, what they are, business, film, television, media, marketing, you know, finance, technology, all of those, the structure of all those entities from a foundational standpoint finds its principles stemming from the Word of God and what God has created. You know, even in terms of our legal system, and our legal system, it's operating the way that it should. The justice system, if it's operating the way that it should, is based upon a foundation of morality, and the law of morality comes from the Word of God. So the world has been borrowing the principles that are founded within his word. And the only thing, there's only one thing that God has placed upon his name is his word, according to the scripture. So one of the sermons that really ties into the subtopic that I'll be touching on is Level Up, How to Build Multiple Streams of Influence. Now, I think in the past, the majority of individuals have heard so many times you need to build multiple streams of income, right? Which is very true. Hyperinflation and inflation is real. For those of us who are living in the state of New York, cost of living is on the rise, right? So there's two major events that are taking place in the day and age that we're living in, right? Event number one is the Great Awakening, right? Event number two is the Great Departure. So with the Great Awakening, what's happening is those of us who are believers and even individuals who are non-believers, if they're working their job, they are realizing that they can do more, or they're realizing that what they're doing is not hitting their income goals or revenue goals, capital goals, and they're realizing right. that they have the ability to be greater or operate on a higher level to meet their personal needs. And so I had recently preached a sermon called Seated for Greatness, right? And it was a duality to the sermon title. It was seated, S-E-A-T-E-D, which means to take a seat or to be placed in a seat, and then seated, S-E-E-D-E-D. And there's a difference between the two. You know, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us, S-E-A-T-E-D, with him in heavenly places.
Heavenly places, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now we do know that the scripture says that whatever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven, but also vice versa. Even in terms of the creation of the world, you know, God said, let there be light from his throne. So literally in the creation of the world came from God commanding things to be, when geographically, if we use that terminology, he commanded the, you know, the earth, you know, into existence, you mm-hmm. know, from a divine perspective and placement as his spirit hovered, you know, but long story short, Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, I will make you, this is dealing with Abraham. This is called the call of Abraham. He was saying, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. So long story short, in regards to the topic of building multiple streams of influence, God is calling us to be influential, and God is calling us to step into higher levels of greatness. Not just with our faith on a Sunday morning, which to a certain degree, we should be walking in our faith Sunday through Saturday, of course, but God is calling us to be influential in every arena and field of light so that as we achieve higher levels of success, that we can be light in terms of the gospel and as Christians. And we can share our faith with those who do not believe.
Awesome, awesome. With that being mm-hmm. said, it's awesome the scripture that you have used as a foundation, as we talked about. And we know mm-hmm. the scripture tells us to know that getting get an understanding. So it is important mm-hmm. You have given those scriptures, and obviously you have an understanding of the scripture. And mm-hmm. how you can mm-hmm. apply it to real life issues. And because many times we read the scripture, we go to our houses of worship, we listen to someone else give us the word or give us the scripture, and then we go home and just mm-hmm. we leave it there. We over spiritualize, we over everything, and then we get home, we can't figure out how to pay our bills. we
Very
can't
true.
Figure out how to live. How to get along with our neighbors. So mm-hmm. practicality is very important. And I think now that a lot of ministries are being more practical And at least from what I can see, people are talking about basic principles to living. And so how have you taken these basic principles, even as you mentioned the law, most of our laws are based on Judeo-Christian ideals or beliefs. Mm-hmm. And certainly, while we may not be able to send our child to school and they may not be able to have, you know, open public prayer or whatever like this, there are still some God principles out there. And it works for the world. And so in the same thing, way, it should work for the Christian. So how are you applying these principles and ideals to everyday life?
Absolutely. So to answer your question, I was going to give a quick example. So as we were given that comparison between the difference between seated and seated, right? S-E-E-D-E-D, right? So a perfect example is a seed being planted. Every seed has the ability to, well, not every seed, but there are seeds that have the ability to grow into trees. My cousin, Minister Kevin Manuel, said something so powerful concerning seeds. He said, not every seed bears fruit, right? Or tangible fruit in terms of apples and oranges. Because there are seeds, not every seed produces a edible fruit, but all seeds give life, right?
Right.
But for instance, our life is a seed. And the first process of a seed being planted is the process of germination. So for those, there may be individuals on this call that they're looking at hyperinflation. They're looking at how the job market is placing. They have income goals that they have to hit to provide for their family. And they're trying to think, what do I do? You know? And so one of the topics that I teach on underneath, Level Up is actually a class that I do every Saturday at 11 a.m. for 45 minutes. Had a class this morning. One of the topics that we touched on was the five types of income, which I think is very, very powerful. So the five types of income are foundational income, provisional income, disposable income, passive income, and impact income. So I'll give examples for each one. So foundational income deals with a form of income that we can guarantee is coming in, whether it's weekly or biweekly. So I'll give a perfect example. Let's say that there is a drummer that plays for a church, and I'm a drummer, so very simplistic example to use, right? So let's say that that drummer is being paid $150, or let's even say lower, $50 a week to play for a Sunday, right? That income that's coming in is foundational, but it's not provisional because even though it's guaranteed, it may not be enough for him to cover all of his responsibilities, right? So that's the difference between foundational. Foundational is guaranteed income. Provisional is, does my income cover my expenses, right? So the majority of people that have 9-to-5 responsibilities, let's say they're in their career field or their job field, as they are working throughout the day, they know that they have a combined foundational and provisional income. So now segue into disposable income, right? Why do we need disposable income? The reason why is because the cost of living is not just inflation is not just the cost of living increasing, it's the value of the dollar decreasing. So 50 years ago or 60 years ago when my grandfather, Reverend Larry Mackey Sr., when he bought a home, the prices for purchasing homes was significantly less expensive than it is today. Now, mind you, he was a very, very, of course, honorable man, man of integrity, worked extremely hard. You know, him and my grandmother, Deaconess Beulah Mackey, had 8 children, you know. So today, with the cost of living being higher, disposable income would be a second or third stream of income that would increase the funds that we have left over after we pay our bills. The higher that we grow our disposable income improves our quality of life, right? So I have another concept that I'm going to share, but I'll segue into passive income, right? So passive income is income that is high yielding with low effort. So for instance, I was talking to a close friend of mine, a colleague of mine, and they were sharing how he was thinking about doing a Google certification program. And I saw that it was so unique that Google is offering the certification program to help people get experience that they don't necessarily have. One certification program is project management. And so now from a structured standpoint, aside from concept standpoint, it would mean that myself, if I was to complete that certification program, would be paying Google to complete work for them so that I could gain knowledge and experience. I find that to be super deep because, for instance, that just comes to show us that the selling of information and education is one of the most valuable resources. So one form of passive income is, let's say, these are for individuals who are believers or non-believers on the call who have their 9-to-5 job, but they also are stepping into entrepreneurship, or they're stepping into small business ownership or large business ownership. Small business doesn't mean that your business is small. It means that you have less than 100 employees, right? So I would recommend, whether it's a beauty salon owner, that in addition to you doing hair and styling hair, right, which takes up your time, right, that can be 80% of your income, 20% of your income could be you doing a pre-recorded course on how to maintain your hair after a client gets their hair done. And so there's so many examples across the board. That doesn't just translate from beauty only. It translates to technology, to marketing, to finance, to graphic design. There's not an industry out there dive into in terms of entrepreneurship and business ownership where they can't utilize passive income. Where, for instance, if I started building classes and lesson plans and courses, I can have them on my website, and I could be asleep here in New York, but someone in Australia could come across my course and purchase it. And here they're watching me and hearing my voice while I'm asleep. And whatever the investment, courses don't have to be expensive. Like, I have a class right now that's $20 a class, and the market value is $400. I should be charging $400, but only charge my students $20 per class. And then I'll get into the last type of income is impact income. So impact income is activity that we do that brings back a large financial gain. So for instance, for those of us, all preachers are speakers. You know, so if we're preaching, we're speaking. But some preachers only preach in the ministerial arena, right? In the church arena. But because of there was a powerful quote. Oh my goodness. One of the conversations that my dad always has with me is the importance of studying before you get up to preach, because the sermon has to deal, like God has to deal with you first before you share with people. And I say that in terms of like myself, right? There was a quote, I'm forgetting, it might have been Spurgeon, but basically he was saying that an individual that loves to preach without studying is looking to perform. And so, aside from all of that, impact income could be a preacher stepping into the educational arena, right? And they could literally do a workshop for a college or university, and they could be paid whatever their speaking engagement honorarium is. And if there are any preachers on this call that are looking to get into that, I would love to help them, because a lot of us are always trying to figure out, like, what do I charge for my time? You know, Mr. T.D. Jakes had mentioned something that if you're in demand, you can make demands in terms of honorariums. And different conversation when you're dealing with the church arena and the business arena or educational arena. Here's my principle. Here's a gem that I'll drop. if I'm preaching at a church, there's been many times I've given my offering back to the church just to sow a seed, you know? The only reason why I've been able to do that, and I'm not saying anyone else has to do that. Have I done that always? Absolutely not, you know? But when the Lord places upon my heart to do it, I'm financially able to because I have multiple streams of income, you know? But long story short, here's a gem for individuals that are building with speaking engagements in the business and educational and corporate arena. You can charge high amounts of income payout because if you are speaking for a corporation, you live in New York and you're going to Texas, or if you're going to California or you're going to Australia, you are not omnipresent. So you can only be in one place in the world at one time.
That's
so
true.
if your speaking engagement, absolutely, brother. If your speaking engagement fee for Coca-Cola is $10, you can justify that because by you being with them in California, you are missing out on all the opportunities for you to close business somewhere else. You're also being pulled from your family. You're being pulled from your church. You're being pulled from your job. So if there's anyone on this call that wants to have that conversation of strategy, whether you're a preacher or you're a believer and you're looking to be booked by corporations for speaking engagements and workshops, I can certainly help with that.
Awesome. And with that being said, since you put that out there, our number in studio, we're going to take a brief break, and our number in studio, we're going to give our listeners a chance to call in, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. You can call in after the break. But give us the information for Level Up. You did mention that you have a class on Saturdays. And so tell our listeners about that class.
Absolutely.
The contact information for that class.
If you're interested in being a part of the Level Up class series, you can contact me. Give me a call at 516-543-8016. By email, you can send me an email to jamesrmackey2@gmail.com.
Okay, there it is. You have it, listeners. We are going to break. Godspeed. We'll be right back. Stay tuned and be blessed. All right, we are back. Our number is 619-924-0800. We do have a caller. God bless you. Good afternoon, caller.
Grace and peace. Blessed by the best. Thinking right. Extraordinary affliction in nature. God won't complain. No negative thinking. And the mind of Christ through after this miracle man that never changed. I have a righteous sound mind. Bless both of you, brothers. This is awesome. I commend you. Reverend Lamont Townsend for an excellent program on Saturdays. And, of course, you know I'm proud of my only begotten son, Elder J. Raymond Mackey II. This has been awesome. You know, knowledge is powerful. And the lack of knowledge is just as powerful as well, too. The scripture says, but my people are destroyed for the lack, because of the lack of knowledge. I believe that when knowledge is given, the next step is information plus application equals transformation. So lives can be changed if they embrace the information that is not just given out today, but each Saturday as you do your program. We commend you for excellency, and of course, you know, I'm extremely proud of my son, L.J. Raymond Mackey II, and how God is using him to help transform people's lives, not just spiritually, but physically as well, too. So to both of you, God bless. I'm not going to take up no more time so other callers can speak. But thank
bless,
you for this program today.
Bless you, Bishop Apostle. We thank you for taking time out of your schedule to share with you. And our listeners, if you've been listening, you know that Apostle Mackey has shared with us here previously, and he is the founder of Heaven, Helping End Violence Now. So we thank God for all that he does in the community as well. God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you, Apostle.
Okay. 619-924-0800. So today we're talking about Level Up with Elder James Raymond Mackey II, and certainly he is awesome when it comes to teaching us the word of God and application in a financial way, because we've been telling people that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just, and we have not been telling people how to get that wealth. And so we need to tap into all necessary resources and do whatever that we need to do that is possible. So we encourage you to sign up and attend these classes, Level Up. Make sure in your contact information, again, if someone needs to contact you for a ministry appointment or they need a financial consultation, how can they get in contact with you?
Yes, my number is 516-543-8016. And by email, James, the letter R is in Raymond, Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y, the number 2, at gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. And so you were mentioning before about, I know we talked about the five types of income, and certainly we are going to have to go back to the number 7 before we lose time for the day. Also, shout out Sister Barbara Thompson that is listening in. And also we have a caller from Lynchburg, Virginia that is listening as well. A good friend and brother of yours. I don't think they wanted to.
Phineas Roberts.
Yeah. I don't think they wanted to speak, but they are listening in, and they are very attentive and believe in the word that you are sharing with us on today. And so you were mentioning before about what Bishop Jakes said. And then also I brought to mind something you said triggered. Samuel Proctor wrote a book, The Certain Sound of the Trumpet. And he said, as concerns ministry and preachers, that a preacher is at his best when he has the Bible in one hand and a newspaper in another hand. Which simply means we have to stay in touch with current events. We have to stay woke. We have to be on point, however you want to say it. These are things that we have to do to be successful in this life and successful in the kingdom, and to help move the kingdom forward and certainly meet people at their place of need. So we talked about the five types of income. Did we mention the 7? No? Yes?
We didn't.
No, we didn't. Let's talk
I'll
about that.
I'll run through it. Sure. The 7 mountains of influence, which deals with building multiple streams of influence. Family legacy is number 1. Information is the next mountain. Education is next. Number 4, media, film, music, television, and social media is number 4. Number 5 is pharmacy and the medical field. Number 6 is government. Number 7 is Business Capital Entrepreneurship. Now, there's another book that's out there called The Seven Mountains of Influence, where some of these mountains are different. This version is more so in alignment with present day as of 2022 and the projections over the next 3 to 4 years. So to kind of segue into my services and how I help individuals to maximize stepping into these seven mountains, hitting their income goals, hitting their capital goals, is I am a project management consultant. That's one of my services. And this is all outside or in addition to ministry. And I was grinning from ear to ear, smiling so big when I heard my father's voice, because he's my ministerial hero. You know, everything that I know today, I know because of him. So in regards to my services, in addition to ministry, is I am a project management consultant. So I work with individuals who, these individuals have disposable resources. So let's say these are business owners, these are small business owners, and I have a conversation with them concerning the things that they want to do but don't have the time to do it, right? And I provide solutions to help them meet those needs. My second stream of influence is career transitional development. So I have 4 years of experience as a senior staffing manager. I have done career placements for JetBlue in HR placements, not flight attendants, but in executive roles, in financial roles, technology roles for JetBlue, for St. John's University, for the Jim Henson Company. You know, I've done work with the New York Knicks. So if there's anyone on this call that is presently working at their place of employment, let's say you love your job, but you haven't been promoted or you haven't received a raise, through this stream of influence, I can give you the coaching that's needed to either request a pay raise or request a promotion, or I can help you transition into opportunities in the marketplace that will help you increase your income. My third stream of influence is visionary consulting. So this is more so, this is aside from project management consulting for business owners. Visionary consulting is for anyone. You don't have to be a business owner. And these are sessions that I do where we talk about your ideas, your passions, and interests. And I basically provide structure on how you can realize and manifest things that you are passionate or interested. Long story short, I show individuals how to take their passion and turn it into a paycheck. And my last stream of influence, I am a New York State licensed certified financial planner / wealth manager. I help individuals foundationally with life insurance, protecting your family, but also with retirement planning, investment planning, college funding. I assist people with their 401ks, their 403ds, pretty much all across the board. I help individuals avoid having to work until they're 80 and basically place them in a position where they have an estate in place so that as they move forward in the different chapters of life, if they do stay active later in life, they're able to do work not because they have to, but from because they want to. So that's a quick synopsis. In our level up classes, I'll be able to dive more into how all the seven mountains of influence function, you know. But I think that's a very quick screenshot and synopsis for this episode.
Wow. So, listeners, there are five types of income, and there are seven mountains of influence, and you got a synopsis of what that is. But if you need to, what you do need to know more in depth about that, certainly you need to sign up for these classes, and certainly you can a little bit more, and knowledge is power, and certainly knowledge equates to finances as well. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. And so you need to be a part of this. You need to level up. That means, listen, we've been living beneath where we should be for so many reasons. Sometimes it's because we didn't have access. Sometimes it's because it was lack of education. Sometimes it's lack of motivation. Whatever your lack is, you need to get rid of that. And certainly we can move forward, and we can move forward together. You don't have to be jealous with anybody or anything, but you can walk in your own calling. You can walk with your own money in your pocket because once you know better, you can do better. So shout outs today. Shout outs. Who would you like to shout out on today?
Oh, for myself, who would I like to shout out?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Start off with my parents, you know, Apostle J. Vernon Mackey the first and co-pastor Elder Vernon Mackey. Have to shout out my home church, Tabernacle of Joy Church, located in Uniondale, New York, 1070 Brookside Avenue. Would also love to shout out to my wife, Priscilla Claudio Mackey, who is my partner in life and in all of our endeavors. I'll do two additional shout outs. Well, three super quick ones. To the Townsend brothers, Reverend Townsend, yourself and your brother Marlon, Ryan Wilson, and who's my very close brother, and then also Phineas Robert, who is also one of my phenomenally close brothers and professional alliances as well.
Right, and he's here. Let me check this to see if you want to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, do you want to say something? Okay, all right. Anyway,
I think Phineas is in the process of, he's moving into his new home. So
okay.
Phineas is he's a music producer who
okay.
is doing tremendous work. And he's in the process of moving, but he's listening in.
Awesome. Oh, which there's one more thing. So today's music, two selections, the one that we heard before James Mackey came on and the one that we played at break, they're both original music. Let's briefly mention that.
Absolutely. So, in regards to the music that we've been putting out, music is one of the mountains of influence. It falls into number four. So songwriting and book writing are two ways to establish a legacy that will outlive you, that will outlive us. And so long story short, my wife and I, we decided to start endeavoring in the music arena through songwriting and also launching ourselves out there as musical artists so that we can impact the populace in a different way. And a lot of our music is geared towards youth and young adults. But one of the things that I've noticed even as a teacher, times the youth will listen to a song more repetitiously than they may listen to a lesson plan. So Be Bold is scriptural. It comes from the scripture when the Lord was dealing with the children of Israel and Joshua concerning being bold, being courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you. And long story short, Godspeed is defined as a prayer of blessing. I wrote that song after Kobe Bryant passed away. And long story short, what came to mind was that there should be a song that we can listen to that almost functions as a prayer for safety, you know? So that's pretty much that. If I did a good job putting that in a quick synopsis.
Wow. So how can we listen? Our listeners, they only heard a little bit of
sure.
those selections.
Absolutely. So Be Bold and Godspeed are pretty much my first to music singles that are available on all streaming services. Right now, for Godspeed, for Be Bold, we're at 25,000 streams, total streams, and for Godspeed, we're at over 100,000 streams. So everyone that listens, every play, every stream matters because it goes towards funding support that will enable us to put out our first album, music EP, next year, which is going to be entitled Grace World, Grace That Saved the World. So very super excited to share that with you all in the upcoming year.
Wow, certainly we look forward to hearing that as well in the upcoming year. And certainly we know that you've been here before and you're here now, and certainly we will have you back again. And certainly there's more.
Thank
there's
you
always
so much.
More, there's always more to talk about. And so and we've learned so much today. We couldn't learn everything, but we've learned a lot. And certainly we hope and pray that our listeners are inspired and encouraged to sign up and to level up and to create those multiple streams of influence. And if perhaps if they missed anything, there were a lot of nuggets given today, a lot of scripture that you can dig into in your study time. And so if you missed any of that, we know that immediately following this episode that you can lock in and listen to the entire episode on Block Talk Radio, on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or on Google Play. And I think that's pretty much it. So we thank you again, Elder James R. Mackey II, for sharing with us, great friend and brother, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here on today. And so we're going to let you give your closing words to our listeners, who they're listening
Absolutely.
To. And you can close us out in prayer.
Oh, for sure. The last thing I was going to say was in regards to even the title Level Up from a biblical perspective, going back to the scripture that we started with of how we're seated in heavenly places. Leveling up from an earthly standpoint is dealing with how we can transition ourselves to sit in high earthly seats in regards to different arenas of life, professionally, education, government. Because if we don't sit in those seats, if the righteous isn't in those seats of influence here on earth, then the unrighteous will be placed there. So super excited for any listener that does join our class or gives me a call or sends an email, and I'll close this out in prayer. And Reverend Townsend, thank you so much. I appreciate our friendship and our brotherhood, our covenant brotherhood.
Thank you.
And I admire all the work that you have done over the years and your consistency and persistency. It's truly tremendous.
Thank you.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for another opportunity to give you glory and to give you praise. We thank you that you have made this day, Father, with intention and purpose. We thank you for the gift of your Son, the gift of salvation that has cleansed the remission of our sins. And so, Father, I just pray that every listener will be uplifted from this episode and from all the episodes, Father, that they will be encouraged, Father, that their eyes will be open to see that they have been seated and seated for greatness. Lord God, and that you have called them to level up and to transition into high places in you. I pray for Reverend Lamar and Global Gospel that it will continue to do the tremendous work that it's already doing and impacting the lives and sharing the gospel globally. For all these things, we give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Listen to the closing song, Wealthy Place. God bless you.
God bless.
The water.